you know, we just didn't bring a lot of energy to the start of that game. We start off terribly with a fumbled snap that hasn't happened around here in, I would dare to say, 6 years, possibly. It's been a while. So that was a bad start. Defense gave a touchdown, short field. And we didn't put anything together there to the second quarter when we started to show a little bit of grit and came together. And showed some toughness, some character, and got the crowd back into it, and you know, got things rolling.
Is it hard chipping away when it's 21-3 though, and settling for a couple of field goals and stuff like that? Is it hard to not try and get it all back in one throw?
It is, and the fans weren't too happy about a couple of those field goal calls. Maybe some fans at home too, the armchair quarterbacks probably. But yeah, Mike made the right decision. And our kicker made a heck of a kick there in the 55-yarder that really, you know, ultimately that was a big play for us. Because that and the two-point conversion there, that's 5 points. We win by 7. So that was a big point in the game there. Mason making those kicks definitely helped us out. He's been very consistent for us. But the defense really buckled down there and held him, got a big turnover. And then, the beginning, I think, of the really turning the tide there was the 97-yard drive before half when we kind of put it together there, had 3 timeouts, and finished it off with a touchdown.
Aaron, what's it like for you when you have a guy like Jordy making those kind of catches?
Well, he's pretty impressive. You know, you take it for granted sometimes, but, you know, he's not a big me guy or you know, pumping himself a lot. So he kind of gets overlooked at times. But, you know, we know around here the kind of player he is. And the people in the league, I think, have a lot of respect for him, too. And they will, especially if they watch this film.
How would you describe the challenges their defense presents? Seems like they threw a lot at you in the first
game. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Rex and the job that he's done. You know, he presents so many challenges to an offense because they give you so many different types of looks. And he does it with personnel as well. He plays a lot of different coverages behind some of his fronts. He's comfortable going base personnel to our sub personnel. Instead of going nickel, he leaves his base out there. They run different pressures and coverages behind it, and they did a good job of keeping us off guard there the majority of the game. But we got into a little rhythm there, got some tempo finally, and we were able to cap off those last couple drives with touchdowns.
What was the mood of the team like down 21-3? It appears you guys kept your cool when you came back and took the lead. The Jets, Wilkerson got thrown out. They didn't keep their cool as much when they got down. What was your mood like?
Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of panic from myself, but, you know, there was some nerves for sure. I mean, we weren't doing anything on offense, and we gave up 3 touchdowns on defense. So we knew we needed a big play, which we really didn't get, you know, until the interception. We kind of, you know, went down and stalled in the red zone again, got a field goal, then got a good field position from the punt and the return, and stalled again. And then Mason made a great kick, and then they moved the ball down the field, and we had a big interception there. And then we made the most of that. You know, that touchdown going in the half, and it gave us a lot of confidence that we were going to have a chance to win that game. And came out in the second half, stalled the first drive, and then finally put something together. But credit to our defense in those situations. They did a nice job of, you know, keeping us in the game and giving us good field position.
Do you need to be vocal, or does Coach McCarthy get guys together, settle them down, or is this team veteran enough in those situations to stay cool without someone being a vocal leader?
Well, every team is different. You know, I think in this situation we showed a lot of character. By the way that we responded, in years past, we have needed a big play to get us going at times. And at times, it's had to be an offensive big play. But today, it was the interception by Tremont that gave us some hope. And then we put together a good drive to pull within 5 there at halftime. But, you know, every team is different. And this team is going to form its identity through the season. But I think we learned a lot about ourselves today. And there's nothing that can replace winning. Well, it's an honor to be mentioned in the same sentence with him. You know, thinking about him today a lot as it was Alumni Day, and got to see Willie and Fuzzy and some guys I played with, which starts to age you a little bit. But it was definitely thinking about Bart, and wish he'd been here wish him the best. We're thinking of praying for him. And personally, you know, him and I have become close over the last few years, and it's been hard to see him going through this.
Speaking of history, Jordy, 209 yards today, the most for a Packer receiver in 10 years. What do you think that says? It's his first home game since that big contract. He is earning it, right?
Yes, he is.
What does it say about what he brings to the team, the way he's able to come up big in those situations?
Well, he's a great player. You know, in situations like that, you have a lot of confidence going his side with the football. But some guys step up and made some plays today. Devontae did a really nice job. Randall had 2 touchdowns. We didn't run the ball very well, but Jordy gives you those opportunities to really make some special plays. And they rolled some different coverages his way, and then they left him one-on-one on that out and up for the touchdown, and we made the most of that.
Did you think Devontae had one of those I belong moments at all today that you've talked about?
I do. I think I wanted to get him a throw at some point, and it just so happened we got one real early when he was in there. And then he ran a really nice route on the 2-minute drive that he ended up catching and avoiding the safety and turning into a big gain to push down there in tight to score. And it's plays like that that give you a lot of confidence as a young player, and I'm really proud of him. He stepped up. He played really well. And I think he'll start to settle in, and you'll see even more big plays from him.
Couple more, Brent.
You guys haven't had a ton of comebacks. You haven't had to have a lot of comebacks during your time as the starter. What is the value in doing this? You know, I mean, Matt did it in Dallas last year. You have this today. You had Chicago at the end of last year. Is there a greater value in winning when you have to overcome what you overcame today or not really?
Well, winning is always sweet, regardless of the final score. It's never easy. Even if it looks to be easier, the score is lopsided. Today was a character-building win for us and our first win. So this season is still very young, but every win counts. And I said last week on the show, you know, we're 0-1 and a game back in division. And just so happens now we're 1-1 and we're tied for the division lead. So that's how this thing can change week to week. I think this shows our team, hopefully the fans. I heard a couple boos out there. Hopefully they realize that even though we're down, we're never out.
Speaking of the division, you face all 3 opponents in the division in the next 3 weeks. How big will that stretch be?
That'll be a big stretch. You know, usually we have stretches late in the season where we're playing these opponents in successive weeks, but it'll be tough. You know, 2 of them are on the road, and then we have a short week. So it doesn't get any easier. These are common opponents. It'll be big for us to make sure that we're, getting our scheme the right way and trying to find ways this week to stop that offense and to slow down that front that Detroit has. So they have a new coach, some new players, and that'll be the first of 3 division games that we need to win.